This is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.
I'm feeling bad about stealing something.
Stealing? What did you steal?
Garbage. Well, garbage hauling services, or so I think. I mean, my neighbor and I, we share a single trash can, and we split the cost for pickup rather than each having his own service.
Do you get charged for garbage pickup by household or by the amount of trash that you generate?
By the amount of trash. Three sizes of cans, three different rates.
That's not stealing. You're paying for one little trash can.
But how does that compare to our sharing a cup of coffee in a restaurant? Yesterday, I just started drinking coffee out of your cup rather than getting my own.
I know this program is about everyday ethics, but come on. You think we stole coffee from the diner because you drank mine?
Yeah, I do. The waiter kept refilling the cup, and the charge for the cup of coffee is based on what they think one person would reasonably drink.
But I only wanted half a cup, so they would have thrown the other half away. As far as I'm concerned, you were preventing waste, not stealing.
If you had paid for 12 ounces of coffee, and that was that, I would agree. But the charge for a bottomless cup of coffee is based on one person's consumption, not two, even if one of us is a teetotaler.
Okay, Dean, I concede on this one. But even I have limits about where I'm going to put my ethical concern.
Yeah, stealing a little coffee is a small ethical transgression. But the larger point still matters. We should be aware of the implied or explicit contracts we enter. For the garbage hauling, that's one can worth, regardless of how it's shared. For the restaurant coffee, it's one person worth.
Share your thought at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org. This program is co-produced by the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana, with support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins. Mm-hmm.